Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's C. Sparky Pfeiffer here on 1250 AM The Fan. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout on a pick and save green and gold Thursday. Got to talk about that Green Bay Tennessee game coming up tonight as we broadcast live from the Wendy Studios. Get your new Peppermint Frosty today. It's limited time only. And anytime we talk about Green Bay coming up tonight, it is brought to you by Otto's Wine and Spirits with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee. Otto'sWineAndSpirits.com. Joining us now, he is Joe Rex Rhodes, senior writer, columnist for The Athletic, and also co-host of Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5. The Game does the mornings there. After the Packers snap a 5-game losing streak, Joe, and take out the Dallas Cowboys, how are the Tennessee Titans fans feeling about this game coming up against the Titans?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So my radio partner in Nashville, Robbie Stanley, is a diehard cheesehead-wearing Packers fan.
Oh.
I hear about it all the time, you know. So even if I can't, you know, watch the Packers extensively, like I feel very in tune with the Packers. And I will say, his mood is brightened, considering that, you know, one of those rookie receivers has actually showed some signs of a pulse against in that game. I mean, it was looking pretty grim. I still feel like, you know, obviously the injuries on the offensive line have been a problem, and Aaron Rodgers hasn't played great, but I still feel like that's a good defensive team. It's still Aaron Rodgers. It sure looked like him when I watched him against the Cowboys. And I've always viewed this game as a tough one. I mean, it was only 2 years ago the Titans went up there, and I understand it's a totally different different situation. But you know, you didn't even have a crowd that night, basically, and they got thumped up in Lambeau. So I think there's a healthy amount of respect and consideration for the idea that this is going to be a tough game. I mean, look, the Titans can't hit 20 points in a game. Now, they've won 3 of the last 4 games not hitting 20 points, but they can't get to 20 points.
That's good for the Packers. My concern, I think, as a Packers fan, which has been all year, is the ability to stop the run. Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys gave up on the run, put the ball in the hands of Dak Prescott, and that's why they lost. I feel like Mike Vrabel is probably has a better chance of leaning on Derrick Henry and running the football if it's working than kind of going away from it. But I look at Derrick Henry's box score from last week, not so great, 53 yards, but that Denver defense better than the Packers.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know, I wasn't sure, you know, even though obviously Bradley Chubb is known as a pass rusher, he's also a guy who sets the edge. I wasn't sure they'd be able to do as well as they did. I was very impressed with Denver against Derrick Henry. It's interesting because there are some weeks where, I mean, the box is so loaded that it's like, how could you possibly run the football? And some weeks it doesn't matter. You know, the Titans are able to impose themselves. Derrick Henry is able to impose himself on the team. And to me, that's this whole game is, can the Packers, you know, do a good job and keep it from having a huge game? And then the other way, the Titans have been great against the run, but they haven't seen that many teams that have what the Packers have in the run game and like to, although I think you can make the case the Packers should like it more, but like to lean in on it. So that'll be very interesting too.
You know, the other thing about it is that quarterback play for Tennessee. Obviously, Tannehill was hurt there for a little while. Now he's back. Had a couple touchdown passes this last week against the Broncos. I'm not the biggest Ryan Tannehill fan in the world necessarily as far as how far, you know, he can take a football team. What are the thoughts on Tannehill from that fan base and how much faith they have in him week to week for Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, it's been really interesting because, look, I wrote the column when they lost to the Bengals and he threw 3 picks. Like, this guy's not getting you to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
You know, they had everything in front of them. They had the number one seed, win 2 home games, you in the Super Bowl, and they sacked Joe Burrow 9 times and he throws 3 picks. I mean, so like, I'm with you there, and I think that's the prevailing thought. That said, he's also been really good with the Titans. I mean, the bulk of his time since he turned the whole thing around when he took over for Marcus Mariota in 2019. He did win two playoff games. Now, granted, those were Derrick Henry led, but Tannehill made big throws in the wins at New England, at Baltimore, and that run to the AFC title game. And his toughness this year and his performance have been really impressive. I mean, they really have been. You lose Taylor Lewan, your left tackle, and you've got a replacement level guy trying to protect your blind side. You've got nothing at receiver after they traded A.J. Brown away. And Tannehill gets banged up and is hobbling around last week and still running and making plays and making big throws. So it's a weird thing. It's like right now there's a lot of appreciation for him and like, wow, has he really responded? And there's still the underlying acceptance that he's probably not going to get you where you want to get in January.
You know, the other thing, too, about looking at that wide receiving core, I think a lot of people thought the rookie Burks would have a better year than he has. He's been dinged up. I think people thought Woods would probably be better than he has been as well. And I would assume that's kind of taken away from what going in the front office thought this passing game would look like.
No doubt. And Robert Woods, look, he's been a disappointment. I think one thing that's important to keep in mind is Robert Woods signed up. Well, I know it was a trade, but it was sort of like, the Rams sort of let him make his choice, right? And he thought he would sign up to be A.J. Brown's number two. Yeah. And I think as A.J. Brown's number two, the way he has played in recent years, he'd be great. But all of a sudden, you're the one now, Robert. Also, he's coming off an ACL. And he just, he gets some of the least separation in the NFL by the analytics, and it looks that way out there. He's just not explosive right now. So you have that. As you mentioned, Treylon Burks, in the spring he was out of shape. We find out he has asthma. He misses some time, and then he has the turf toe. I still think he could be a good playmaker. I mean, the Titans need him to have a Christian Watson-type breakout game at some point soon. That is what they really need. I think he's capable of that. I think he has a chance to be a good player in this league, but definitely that progress has been slowed down.
On defensive side of the ball, you guys obviously have usually always been pretty good since Vrabel has been there. Always usually pretty good at getting at the quarterback, which earlier in the year has been a problem for the Packers. Now that they're getting healthy, they're starting to get a little bit better at that. Having said that, you guys are awfully banged up injury-wise heading into this game on Thursday night.
Yeah, and the big absence that I think we can definitely count on for this game is Bud Dupree on the edge. I mean, he's had a hip thing, and when he's in, this defense looks scary. Even without Harold Landry, their top pass rusher from a year ago got the big deal, tore his ACL in camp. You take both those edge guys out, and if you told me this defense would play as well as it has, I would have been very surprised. But Jeffrey Simmons, who I think will be back for this game, did miss the Denver game. He has an ankle sprain. I mean, he's one of the top, 10 defensive players in the NFL right now. I think that's safe to say. He's tremendous. And then Denico Autry has just been outstanding. They've got a lot of depth up front. David Long Jr. is a guy who also got hurt last game, but it looks like he's going to play. He's been just fantastic at inside linebacker. And their secondary, Kevin Byard, of course, is a stalwart. He's been very good for many years. But Christian Fulton has become a real number one corner in the league. He missed the last game with a hamstring. Looks like he'll play. If they have those guys I mentioned back, they're going to be tough. It's a really good defense. They're very cohesive. They fly around. They don't make a lot of big mistakes, give up a lot of big plays. So if they have all those guys, I think they can make it tough on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the big key is if Simmons does play, how effective is he with the ankle? Because when he's on his game, he just makes it really tough for offensive interiors.
All right, so where are you going on this one? Are you liking Tennessee in this one coming up Thursday night, or which way are you leaning?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, I think it's like a 17-14 kind of game. I really do. I think both teams are gonna focus on stopping the run and do a good job of it. I guess I'd give it to the home team. Aaron Rodgers make a couple big throws after they kind of found that life. It's hard to ignore that, and the fact that now they get another home game, the fact that the road team on Thursday night games often doesn't perform well. I think I'd give it to the Packers in a close one.
check them out. Robbie and Rex Road. They do the mornings at 102.5 The Game, weekday morning, 6 to 10. And again, also could read them on The Athletic as well. Joe, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, Sparky. Thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Joe Rex Road, joining us here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.